Today, we continue our holiday series highlighting Central Floridians working to make the world a better place with LGBT Plus Center volunteer Rick Kahn. He says his volunteer work allowed him to tap into a side he didn't know existed, the desire to help people.
So now I'm doing pretty much 3 days a week, anywhere from an eight-hour shift to as short as a three-hour shift. It's wherever they need. They know that if they're hard-pressed to fill a spot, they can call Rick and Rick will show up. My name is Rick Kahn, and I've been volunteering here at the center since 2013, so about 8 years. What I do when I'm here at the center is twofold. I have two positions, one at the front desk, which is basically to greet people, find out why they're here, make them feel comfortable, make them feel safe, make them feel heard, and get them directed to wherever they need to go, whether it's STI testing or HIV hepatitis C. I also am a volunteer tester, so that means I would be the person you'd come to see if you wanted to get an HIV or a hepatitis C test. I happened to be here on a Sunday morning. I was the tester for the day, and the front desk staff wasn't here yet, but I got here early, and it was about quarter till 10. We open at 10 on Sundays. And there was a woman outside. She was waiting to come in. So it was just, I mean, you could tell. It was written all over her that she just needed to get in and get that test. And so it just became really clear to me, crystal clear, that we're providing a service that just is, you can't even begin to imagine what it's doing for people. So I thought, yeah, if I can be a part of that, you know, and help bring some smile to somebody's day, perfect, you know. I'm one of many volunteers who does the testing. So for myself, I've done probably in the hundreds, because I've been doing it for six or seven years. I think I got my certification back in 2014. So I've done easily hundreds of tests. The ones you get that are reactive, or what people like to say, you know, positive, they're tough. And I'm glad to be somebody who can provide some comfort to somebody who's going through that. You help people through that whole process of receiving the result that they don't want by educating them, letting them know that, look, this is not the death sentence it was when I was coming up back in the 80s. If you stay on your medication and you're good about, you know, taking care of your health just overall, you can live to be 100 years old and not have a problem. You can, in fact, within a couple of months, become what they call undetectable, which means you can no longer transmit the virus. So just bringing them down from that high of that bad news scenario into a place where they can start making some informed choices about what they want to do next. My dog's name is Otis, and the reason he comes, originally my house got broken into and I was very uncomfortable leaving him at home alone. He went to school with me and stayed in my office as a dean, and kids loved him. So I thought, you know, okay, I could bring him here. Well, I brought him once or twice, and from then on it was like, no. Where's Otis? So if I had to be there, then Otis had to be there. So he just kind of sets a tone of like, okay, this is going to be a comfortable place. If you got treats in your pocket, I'm going to love you even more. I trained him as a therapy dog years ago, and so we could go to hospitals and nursing homes. And so it was a great fit here. And in fact, he's been called on many times when people just needed something that they needed to hold on to that was warm and soft and cuddly. Testing seems to be increasing around this holiday season. I don't know what the reason is, but we've been doing more tests in the past month or so than we have for a while. And it's nice to see, because I want people to know their status. That way they can just get out there and enjoy life.
That was Rick Kahn, a volunteer with the LGBT Plus Center in Orlando. This story was produced by WMFE's Talia Blake.